U.S. anti-fascism expert barred from Spain, a modern echo of historical tensions. The chill of an airport terminal on a brisk October morning can often feel isolating. For one American academic, however, the chill on October 10, 2025, was far more profound. Denied boarding for a flight to Spain, Dr. Evelyn Reed, a recognized expert on anti-fascist movements, found herself facing an unexpected barrier, not of distance, but of ideology. Dr. Reed, a respected scholar whose work has illuminated the historical struggles against authoritarianism, was en route to Barcelona to participate in a conference examining the resurgence of far-right extremism in Europe. Her research, meticulously compiled over two decades, traced the lineage of fascist tactics from the early 20th century to contemporary manifestations. Her insights were not merely academic. They were born from a deep understanding of how oppressive ideologies gain traction and the vital importance of robust, informed opposition. Yet, as she stood at the gate, a terse notification from airline officials informed her that her entry into Spain was restricted. The reasons, initially vague, were later attributed to unspecified security concerns, a nebulous designation that felt like a shield for something more politically charged. Dr. Reed, who held no criminal record and had traveled internationally without issue for years, was bewildered. Her passport, a symbol of free passage, had become a mark of exclusion. This incident, though seemingly a minor bureaucratic hiccup, resonates with a deeper historical unease. The 20th century was scarred by the rise of fascism, a virulent strain of nationalism that plunged the world into devastating conflict. From the black shirts of Mussolini's Italy to the jackboots of Hitler's Germany, the fascists promised order and national renewal, but delivered only tyranny and bloodshed. The fight against fascism was not just a military campaign. It was a battle of ideas, fought in universities, in public squares, and in the hearts and minds of citizens. Dr. Reed's expertise lay precisely in understanding this ideological battle. Her work highlighted the critical role of intellectuals and activists in identifying and countering fascist propaganda, a task that remains as crucial today as it was in the 1930s. Spain, in particular, has a complex and often painful history with fascism, most notably during the Franco dictatorship, which followed a brutal civil war. The memory of that era and the ongoing struggles against authoritarian tendencies in the present day make Barcelona a significant venue for such a conference. The decision to bar Dr. Reed from entering Spain, especially given her academic credentials and the nature of the conference, raises disturbing questions. Was this an isolated incident, a case of mistaken identity or overzealous border control? Or does it signify a more deliberate attempt to silence critical voices, particularly those who challenge the narratives favored by rising authoritarian-leaning governments? The vagueness of the official explanation fuels suspicion. In an era where misinformation can spread as rapidly as truth, the ability to freely exchange ideas and engage in critical discourse is paramount. The historical context is critical here. Throughout the 20th century, authoritarian regimes often sought to control the flow of information and suppress dissenting voices. They understood that intellectuals who could articulate the dangers of their ideologies and organize opposition were a significant threat. Dr. Reed's work is a testament to the power of critical thought in defending democratic values. Her exclusion, therefore, could be interpreted as an attempt to create an intellectual vacuum, to prevent the open examination of contemporary threats that bear disturbing resemblances to historical fascism. This incident serves as a stark reminder that the fight against anti-democratic forces is an ongoing one. It requires vigilance, open dialogue, and the courage to speak truth to power. For Dr. Reed, the journey to Barcelona was halted, but her voice and the insights she offers remain crucial. The hope is that such barriers are temporary and that the principles of free intellectual exchange will ultimately prevail, allowing scholars like Dr. Reed to contribute to the vital global conversation about safeguarding democracy. The echoes of historical struggles against fascism are not confined to textbooks. They reverberate in contemporary events, challenging us to remain ever watchful and to defend the very foundations of open societies.